Happy, happy Friday. Here comes the weekend 707 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Hit it! State of mind. Let's pump it up. Fake it till you make it, whatever it takes. Attitude of gratitude. I like it. I like it all. Welcome, welcome. OJ died, cancer. Two words, at least from Caitlyn Jenner, two words, good riddance.
Mm.
Two words from me, domestic violence. To me, that strips away all the other stuff, all the minutiae, the race thing. A star football player, all that. Strip it all away. What you have is something that started as domestic violence and then culminated in murder. And unfortunately, it happens a lot. According to some statistics, 16,000 times or more the homicide in America a year.
That's crazy. Who would have thought it'd be that big? That's crazy.
I did. That is
epidemic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is not to be overlooked. And if you're suffering under some sort of domestic abuse issue, you've got to get out of there. You've got to get help. There is help. And you need to seek that. And I know fear of the unknown sometimes is scary to people. But you got to get past that because you could have a whole better life waiting for you in front of you. And if you continue on the path you're on, you may not have any life at all. I know. Sad, but I'm just cutting through all the OJ stuff. You know, others will use it to divide and get people all irritated and get, you know, this whole process all started up again. They love it. They love the race baiting angle of it. And I'm not going to go there because there's no need to. There's nothing to be gained by that.
No.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let's talk to Pete. You're on the air. What do you think?
Two words about the O.J. Simpson trial. Dancing Itos. For people who are too young to remember, the trial was a circus. It was a pop culture event. Jay Leno had guys dressed up like Judge Ito, the presiding judge over the trial, in their robes and everything, dancing around on his show. And that just shows you the level of, I don't know, low intelligence that existed then and exists more now. And I should also add that that trial brought us the Kardashians. Thank you, Bob.
Well, speaking of the Kardashians, I mean, that'd be one reason to try to resuscitate OJ.
Yeah.
And then give him the electric chair.
Oh.
Yeah.
For bringing us the Kardashians?
Forget Nicole Brown. You brought us the Kardashians. Oof. For that, you really should suffer a miserable death.
Yes.
Being Man. Facetious, as you know.
Well, stop it. Yeah, but you go down that road. How would American culture be different? How would young women be different? How would social media be different if we did not? How would the large butt butt enlargement industry be different if it were not for the Kardashians? You look at them before they made themselves famous for being a Kardashian. They look totally different. They look like different people.
Well, I think that Pete touched on that. You know, this was like the lowest common denominator kind of thing, turning a murder trial into a show and into a circus.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I'd forgotten about that Leno bit. Totally forgot about that.
Yeah, and there was a whole bunch of stuff. There was all the goings-on between some of the prosecuting attorneys and all that.
Yes.
Defense attorney. I mean, it was all sort of, it was drama piled on top of drama times drama, and then drama to the third power. If you're following along the algebraic equation, there.
Ultimate reality TV, if there was ever was.
Well,
anything.
Ultimate, almost non-reality.
So, that's true too.
Ultimate surreality TV.
Surreal and reality.
Surreality.
See what he did there, friends.
Invented a new word. You're welcome.
Which he does make up words on occasion.
Let's call Mr. Webster. Get that. Get that in there. Give me a little asterisk. Give me a little. Yep.
Surreality. Like it.
It's surreality TV.
Because it really. It made.
It's really
careers.
Happening, but it doesn't really.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to reflect reality yet. It is.
Mm-hmm. It ruined careers. It made stars out of people who are literally. Well, one of them's a billionaire now. I mean, is that crazy? One of the girls? A billionaire.
I know for sure what. Well, the yeah. Jenner girl is.
It's crazy.
So she wasn't even part of the original thing, but she really catapulted and made some smart business decisions and capitalized on all that. All right. It's America. It's America. Father of the year. Father of the year. Not in the running. A Georgia father sentenced to 50 years in prison after a Fulton County jury found him guilty. Guilty of what? Poisoning breast milk for his newborn daughter with antifreeze.
What?
Curtis Jack was charged with felony criminal attempt to commit murder and felony first-degree cruelty to children, found guilty on all counts. He was sentenced to 50 years in prison with 40 years to serve in custody. He was arrested October of 2020 after his 18-day-old daughter tested positive for ethylene glycol, a chemical often found in automotive antifreeze while at Children's Healthcare in Atlanta. Wow. South Fulton police said that the infant, born September 24th of 2020, to Jack and a woman he worked with after he reportedly insisted she terminate the pregnancy. The two had been in an intimate relationship since January of that year. He admitted to detectives that he added antifreeze to bottles of breast milk. Wow.
How cruel. How cruel.
Wow. And he took the poison bottles to the baby's grandmother, who was also caring for the woman's other child while she was still in the hospital. Child became critically ill within 24 hours. It was suspected of being poison, though. Wow. They don't always catch that, or at least they didn't used to.
Well, unfortunately, copycats, it's become more common.
Yeah.
You know, we saw the other day the woman with the bleach trying to kill her husband. The whole antifreeze has been a common one because it has more of a sweet taste to it. So that's why people have gone down
that
road.
It can be less detected in stuff. But, yeah, I think that they now, if you do like a panel of toxic work after the fact, that it'll pop up right away now. The United States believes that an Iranian attack on Israel may be imminent and has instructed its diplomatic employees in Israel not to travel far from their homes in Tel Aviv. The warning came after days of threats by Iran to retaliate against Israel for an airstrike April 1st in Damascus. That killed two generals and five officers responsible for attacks on Israel via terrorist proxy armies in recent months. Israel warned that if Iran launches an attack on Israel directly from Iranian territory, it will retaliate against Iran directly, not against the Iran-backed Hamas in Gaza, Hezbollah in Lebanon, the Houthis in Yemen, or militias in Iraq. The Israeli military canceled leave for combat soldiers, called up reservists, air defense units. Everybody is on high alert. And President Joe Biden reiterated Wednesday that the U.S. support for Israel was ironclad, saying that in an attempt to deter Iran. I don't know if his words alone are strong enough.
Because he and Obama sure in bed with the Iranians. Just saying. Well, you know,
that's a weird picture.
That's a visual you didn't probably need at this hour. Yeah. Apologize if you're having breakfast.
And if they're wearing a hijab,
it's
really hard to sniff the hair. So that's
That's difficult for Joe.
Yeah. 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And what's coming up next? What's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now, 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky.
What's Bugging You?
And I know I'm not speaking just for myself, but so many other Americans out there.
Get it off your chest now.
We're not alone.
877-W-SKY-TALK.
I got to bug up my pie hole. Oh, yeah.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Say what?
I'm not even sure what that means.
Bug up my pie hole.
I don't even know what that means.
Slightly.
I don't know.
Welcome. It's not the Stooge Show, although some might call it that.
Hey.
Especially the lefties in town.
Oh, well, yeah.
But here we are, 22 years later. Baby, take that.
Wow.
It's a Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. It is 7:22. It is time for What's Bugging You? I know. We have this attitude of gratitude. It's hard to find on some days things that irritate you. That's a good thing. That's okay. But if you do have something that's on your mind, anything from traffic to the weather to inflation and everything in between, then you just give us a call because it is that time. Florida Pest Control sponsoring What's Bugging You? 877-975-9825. And let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me, and maybe this is just me, maybe I'm the only one who observes this, but when you're at the airport, and I understand these people have a long day, the airline personnel handling baggage, but at no point in time do you ever see them treating their bag, your baggage gently. Whether you're at the ticket counter and they actively raise it like 2 feet before dropping it on the conveyor belt, or you're inside the plane watching the dudes load the luggage, they go to active efforts to throw it down with a vengeance. That's bugs me a lot.
I get that. I get that. But I'm sure a lot of them are heavy because people are, you know, they're trying to get to that 50-pound limit or whatever, and they're having to kind of probably get a little momentum going. But it when you observe it that way, you're like, hey, wait a minute, I've got stuff in there.
That actually helped, I think, to propel the likes of Samsonite to sell their luggage back in the day when they had like a gorilla throwing their stuff around. And I think that was highly effective. People go, yeah, I probably should have something durable. So that was a great selling point for them. 877-975-9825. That's our number. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Let's go to, hey, Dr. Mike, what's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is paying for other people's student loans that I was even asked if they could do that, and I didn't even get a kiss at the end.
Yeah, you didn't even get a kiss at the end. You know what's bugging me? Your radio is on while you made the call.
That does bug me, too.
And you're a doctor?
Yeah, come on.
Come on, man. No wonder nobody paid your loans off. Just kidding. Yeah, speaking of student loans, you think somebody's going to help my boy out?
Yeah, you.
I think he, yeah. I don't know, he owes almost as much as our national debt.
Well, it's crazy. We saw, and it does bug a lot of folks, we saw the story the other day that listed a number of the schools where you're talking in that easily $95,000, $98,000 to get that degree.
Yeah, it's crazy. And if it's a degree of difficulty, if it's an advanced degree, requires a lot of study, like, my son's in medical school, so you can't really have a job and do that. Well, my daughter was in PA school. You can't, there's no way you could have a job and do that. It's just too much. And so you accrue all of that, not just the tuition, but the cost of actual living. All right, what's bugging you? 877-975-9825. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Good morning. So yesterday, I was going down 16th Avenue towards Main Street. And right there at 13th Street, there was a police officer at Gainesville PD at the CVS, kind of up on the sidewalk. You go down a little bit farther, there's one in the driveway to the CVS. You go down a little farther, there's one at every intersection, all the way down to 6th Street. And then there's one sitting on the corner of 6th. And as I'm looking down each of the side roads, they have, like, all these intersections blocked off by police. So I tried to call Nick, but I couldn't get through. It was, like, 3:30, 4 o'clock. And then I looked at Gainesville or TV20 news, nothing about what was going on in that whole neighborhood, that they had this whole neighborhood blocked off by police.
Well, maybe somebody here, Greg, has connections with law enforcement and may reach out to various people who can speak to that. Lots of GPD on, did you get that on 16 near Main? That area? CVS, all around the CVS?
Yeah, we'll take a look.
I don't know if it was an attempted robbery or what, but anyway. Hey, we're not done yet. Let's go to Wayne. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. What's bugging me is this: the head of the DEI, for I believe it's the State Department, she said that America was the worst experiment in history. I'd like to remind all you woke dipsticks out there that America is the cradle of all modern inventions. Every convenience and improvement in human life came from America. Europe didn't invent the automobile, the airplane, the internet, the computers, electricity, or anything like that. It came out of America. And no one else around the world has ever enhanced human life like America. So if you really think that's the case, I suggest they give up all their conveniences, flying, automobiles, electricity, even medication.
Well, yeah, maybe even give up your property.
Oh, yeah.
Because America, one of the biggest things that America does is, didn't matter where you came from, who you were, if you had a couple of bucks and you put it down on a plot of land, you were able to own that land. That was a big adjustment for the elite, the European elite. They're like, what? I want them to live their whole life as a sharecropper. Bring in my crops. It's, yeah. So, to your point. And DEI, they're pushing it real hard, like in the State Department, where they're supposed to promote the U.S. around the world as something good. It's bizarre. We'll talk more about it coming up. 728 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and it is Friday, and you are listening to 97.3.
Misinformation. Whether it's from the mainstream media or your brother-in-law's Facebook posts, you need the Sky to cut through this static of election 2024. Every move.
You need leadership, and this country does not have leadership.
Every candidate.
I tell you who did notice. Cookie Monster. He pointed out his cookies are getting smaller.
Your election headquarters.
We don't win. I think our country is finished.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky. New on the Sky, Glenn Beck, right after the Bob Rose Show.
On North Central Florida's talk leader.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton at noon. The Dana Show at night. New shows and more news now. On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Sorry, Bob.
He's like talking about donuts like they're on the way. I go, really? Someone's bringing donuts? He's like, no.
No, I mean, I said that facetiously. Where are our Friday morning donuts?
Oh, where's my new Ferrari?
Okay, now you're aiming a little high. But
okay.
If you're gonna, you know, if you don't ask.
Well,
you know,
there's some truth to that, too.
Aim high, Bob. Aim high.
I aimed too high, you said.
Yes, you did.
7:34. You know what?
What?
The Lord's blessings know no bounds.
True.
I would never, ever want to sell the Lord short by asking for a you-go. You know what I mean? It's like,
okay.
And if you ever notice, if you pray for something, and yes. It's like when God delivers, he'll never deliver it in a way that you thought.
Mm-hmm.
He'll blow you away. So awesome.
So whether it's Boston cream or Ferrari.
Wow.
Or anything in between.
Boston cream or apple fritters, depending on who's making them. Some people make them better than others.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, but Boston cream, yeah, you can't miss there usually.
No.
This is kind of cool. This kind of blows me away.
What you got?
By the way, it is 7:35, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. You gotta take care of the people that feed us.
Take care of us.
Archaeologists discovered rare paintings showing Helen of Troy and other Greek figures. Guess where they found it? Actually, it's like painted on the walls in the lost Roman city of Pompeii.
No.
Yeah, that Pompeii.
Wow.
Last time I saw that place, it was completely ruined. I did my own thing.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows it is.
Yes.
You
it
know
is.
What I mean?
Well,
you get
hope
it?
They do, yeah. It was in ashes.
What happened to it?
Volcano.
From?
Oh, it's the one
Mount
that's,
Vesuvius.
I was going to say, it's the one that people, like restaurants, name meals of because it's so hot.
Get your Vesuvius meatballs.
That's right.
Hot.
Yes.
And in special magma marinara.
Sauce, yeah.
Magma marinara.
I think you're onto something.
I'm on something.
I guess I didn't realize that we... I guess got in there that much, I guess. I don't know.
Well, look, they didn't find the actual like ruins of Pompeii.
Okay.
I mean, for a long time. That wasn't something that was always kind of there. It was were lost, you know. Anyway, they've been working on there for a long time, archaeological sites. But after all these years, 2,000 years after the volcanic eruption, they found, like, intact. You can see the pictures. I mean, I can't show them to you through the speaker, but...
Uh-huh.
And these were, like, frescoes painted on black walls.
Wow.
And...
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Like I said, they've got Helen of Troy, considered by the Greeks as the most beautiful woman in the world. introducing herself to Paris, Prince of Troy. And then, you know, there's like maybe kind of a naughty one in there.
Yeah,
but
they do that.
But here's what blows me away. I mean, 2,000 years later, after volcanic eruption, it buries everybody. Everybody's dead. Yep. It's gone. Mm-hmm. These paintings survive.
That is amazing.
They were like in a room that they think it was like, I don't know, kind of a party place maybe. The room's black walls. They were painted black. Where the frescoes were found had been coated in black paint to avoid oil lamps being visible on the walls. In other words, I guess it was to illuminate the pictures, but really kind of maintain sort of a dark setting.
That's kind of cool.
And they said the paintings on the walls like that would create an illusion that the images appear to move. Mm. Frescoes are painted water-based pigments on plaster. Water-based pigments on plaster.
And it survived.
And it survives. That's
crazy.
Like I said, I saw the the photographs of it, and it's not like it's so deteriorated, like, you know, they have to, like, redo the whole thing.
Amazing.
It's pretty good. Amazing. Yeah. They thought that maybe that space was used for entertainment purposes or a banquet-like event. It provided a refined setting for entertainment with the clear aim of pursuing an elegant lifestyle reflected by the size of the space. So what are we going to do like 2,000 years from now? You know? Hey, look what I found, you guys. Here's some Polaroids from like 1967. Yeah. Are we going to have anything that survives, you know, 2,000 years?
Well, here's the problem. We, unfortunately, are a disposable society. I mean, stop and look at old Europe. Lots of places around the world, when they built buildings, they built them to stay. We're in this cycle. If it's 30 years old, we're tearing it down and building something else. It's like we're not building for the future.
So wait a second. Yeah. Are you saying that we might have some very good memories, like on VCR tape, but yet we don't have a VCR player?
Yes.
Huh.
Could be a problem, because, again, disposable item.
We are an odd society.
That's why you got to send your tapes off to those two guys in their mom's garage that save them forever.
And how many times do you hear it and you go, I'm going to do that. I should do that. I'm going to do that.
What? You know, what a genius idea. Talk about entrepreneurial.
It really is.
Because we all lose that stuff. But, I think we're not going to have so much of this kind of thing because we are in such a society where we destroy stuff.
Yep. But paintings.
That's amazing.
That weathered 2,000 years. It just.
That's crazy.
I don't know. It that kind of thing just, I think, is cool and it blows me away.
Yeah.
I love history. And you just have to wonder, what were the people like saw these images firsthand?
Yeah.
I mean, what was it like? You know, what were they thinking? Mm-hmm. You know, their base of knowledge was so far limited compared to us. But yet, you know, they gave us some works of art and other brilliant things. It's just, they understood, you know, the guiding by stars, you know, traveling by using stars as guidance. Anyway, I don't know. I just think it's cool. I wouldn't mind, time travel.
Yeah.
When they start selling tickets for the time travel. See, I'd rather do that than, you know, go into outer space or go to Mars. I like to time travel. I like to go forward and backward. And I think backward actually would be more interesting, especially if you're there to witness huge events, things like that. And, yeah, it's kind of cool. And do you think there'll come a time? And wouldn't it be weird, just like the Terminator? Like, wouldn't it be weird, like, somebody comes from the future because they've made time travel a reality? I don't know. There's such a dynamic there. It's cool. Yet it's kind of scary, isn't it? What if, like, things around you, all of a sudden you woke up one morning and everything's different? They'd be like, oh, well, you know what happened? Yeah, time travel thing happened. So, things are going to change. Like, every day, things would change. Because how outcomes change, depending on, you know, who's involved and how historically they change. Like, what if you knew about Lincoln? What if you knew about Ford's Theater? Could you have warned him?
Wow.
Would you wrestle the gun away?
Mm-hmm.
How would that change?
Right.
The future. Nobody would say, other than that, did you enjoy the show, Mrs. Lincoln?
Exactly.
You wouldn't have that.
Well, at all the attempts at getting Hitler, that didn't work.
Exactly.
What if one of them had, and you were just, you knew enough to know that one thing you needed to do that he avoided that you could have gotten Hitler? Life would be different.
All right. I got some plans for you for the weekend. Also want to remind you that one of our top stories is the U.S. and a serious warning of an attack on Israel, highly possible coming from Iran. If it comes from Iran, like as in their country, Israel said, you know, they will answer back. So this,
it could get messy.
Yeah.
Really messy.
And it could get messy real quick.
What do we do?
Let's hope that's not the case.
What's Brandon going to do if they do something?
His pants are so on fire from being a liar.
Big time.
OJ, he's dead. He died of cancer. My takeaway, really, I said it before, two words, domestic violence. That, if there's anything, if there's any takeaway, domestic violence, and it goes to show you, it's like alcoholism or drug addiction. It doesn't know any bounds in terms of race, wealth, education, or anything else, right? It could happen. It could occur anywhere, anytime, and it does. So it's serious. It's a problem. And in about 16,000 times a year, it ends in the death of one of the two people. Yeah. So domestic violence, that's your takeaway. It strips away race and all the other conversations. To me, gets to the heart of the matter. People are interested in talking about the whole dynamic. I get it. Look, OJ, and I'm trying to think if there was anybody else that preceded him in terms of the marketability of a black athlete. You know, a black man selling you Hertz rental cars. Right? I mean, think about it. And to us now, we're like, there's no ads without black people or people that look brown or some mixture or something.
Sure.
But back in the day, really, you're going to do a national advertising campaign and your centerpiece is going to be a black athlete?
Mm-hmm.
He broke all those barriers.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
The rise and fall. So, yeah, what can we learn from it? What can you glean from it? Domestic violence is real. It's serious. Support your local shelters and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And if you're a person suffering under it, get out, get away. You've probably heard it before, but it is for real. It is for real. Too many of these things, well, almost always end in murder or serious bodily harm to one of the individuals involved. All right. I've got stuff for you going on this weekend. You know what? I'll share it with you next. A couple of really cool things going on. So stay tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Friday. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Yeah.
I started in the service industry, worked my way up.
Now, 10 p.m. nights.
And people act like you don't have those same opportunities. It's not a question of whether or not you have the opportunity. It's a question of whether you want to get off your ass and work.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Greg, are all the lanes open on I-75 now?
We are being told that they are.
So. Okay.
Yep.
That's good.
Yeah, it looks like that, but finally. So that's actually taken a couple hours, but it's looking good.
Nobody needs this additional stress on a Friday. We're here to blow off stress. We're here to look forward to the weekend. Regardless of your work schedule, it's a Friday state of mind, baby, and you're tuned into it. It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up tomorrow, the Orange and Blue game. Yeah, that's where Florida plays Florida. And it, look, long history, fun time, and the weather, sunny and 78 for a high. You will not get a better day for a Florida Gator football game. I don't think. I hope for it,
that's
but
awesome.
I don't think so. This is going to be awesome. Kickoff is at 1 p.m., but you want to get there early. Events start happening as early as like 10 a.m. with a pregame tailgate. And there's lots of people, with chances to win prizes and giveaways. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's a great family event, and enjoy. Go and enjoy the Orange and Blue game. It is tomorrow. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. So you actually, you know, if you play your cards right, you could hit the big red shootout first at Shoot GTR, then go the orange and blue game. Don't bring your guns there. The Alachua Republican Party has reserved some of the ranges at Shoot GTR, and it's their first annual Big Red Shootout. $60 donation covers range time, lunch, and demonstrations. And that's a fundraiser, obviously, for the Alachua County Republican Party. But that sounds like a really good time, too. And how many people have said, I need to get to the range. I need to go to the range. How many? We all have said it.
It's kind of like the gym.
Gosh, I don't want to put you on the spot, Greg, but...
Oh, but you're going to, aren't you?
Has it been a while for you or not?
Yeah, it's been a while, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know. See, look, same here, man.
We get busy, you know, so yeah. Gym and the range. I need to do both.
This just in? OJ still dead.
Okay. Have you seen the memes where they've taken the picture of the Bronco? The Bronco going down the highway. They've added a rear section to it to make it look like a hearse.
Nice.
And see a nose pop up all over the place. Oh, it's like, you know.
This is one of those things where I'll tell you what's on my mind.
Absolutely.
In fact, many times, maybe to my own detriment. Yeah. But in this case, there's just something uncomfortable about, like, kicking dirt on his dead corpse. I'm not saying he was a good guy in any way, shape, or form, and I feel in my heart that he was definitely guilty of the murders.
Absolutely.
There's no joy in seeing a person's life, seeing them destroy their own life, take the lives of others.
Right.
I don't know, like, what good can, where's the good, where's the silver lining? And for me, I tried to find it, and it is awareness of domestic violence, how real it is, how it ends in death in like 16,000 times a year. Yeah, homicides related to domestic violence. So that, I guess that's the only like silver lining, is to illuminate that.
But you've got people who yesterday, once the death was announced, were literally getting in line at sports shops, memorabilia shops, whatever, buying OJ autograph stuff yesterday. I know. That's why I knew that would kind of turn your whole, like, really?
Again, my weird, I call it a weird side. Everybody has it. Capitalizing or taking advantage of something that it's detrimental to someone else, I don't feel good about it.
Right.
Now,
agreed.
There are, you know, some caveats to that. I mean, somebody gets divorced and they're selling their stuff, and I get it at a bargain. Did I benefit from this, you know, failed marriage? No. I'm helping somebody who's trying to recover financially, maybe from that.
Right.
I think that's a little bit different. But yeah, to know, like, yeah, OJ's dead. His stuff's gonna be worth more. I'm gonna go out and buy it.
There's a quote, and actually, when I lived in St. Louis, which obviously I'm from, I was working in country radio there in the mid '90s, and Ron Goldman's mom, Sharon, lives there. And she was a listener, and she would call in once in a while. Yes, and she's actually has made some, one of her comments is like, even just now, I guess it came out yesterday, she can't believe that people would want to buy a murderer's autograph. I mean, it brings back the pain for her just all over again.
I would think so. In other words, it's the end of a chapter, I guess, I would think.
Yeah.
But yet, there's people that are going to, you know, continue this timeline.
Yeah. But it depends how old you are and what you remember. If you're 30 or less, you don't even remember the chase, basically, let alone his whole career before that, and then, of course, the murders.
Yeah.
So
Try to find a used a white Bronco of that year in good condition.
I know. I
think you can.
Yeah.
They go for big money.
That's crazy,
isn't it? I think partially because of that. Well, Broncos were popular, too, but
white one in that model year, you're going to pay some bucks.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you, everywhere you go, you kind of drive slow. Sorry. Did I just capitalize?
I think you just did. Yeah, you did.
Ruh-roh! Add it to the list.
Yep.
Hey, we've got plenty more coming up. Happy, happy Friday, my friends. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky. Download the Odyssey app, and you can check us out anytime. AUDACY Odyssey.
trending right now on This Sky.
Israeli forces announcing they're pulling out of southern Gaza.
We have been very clear that we don't support a ground operation in Rafah.
As it happens.
New EPA rule is aimed at semi-trucks.
It's massively unproductive, and it's going to make everything you consume cost more.
The news station.
The biggest night in fundraising of all time.
I'm calling on Crooked Joe to debate anytime, any place.
Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.